Howdy, everyone. Welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. Today, we'd like to talk about something that people all over the world love: their pets. From dogs, cats, and birds to rodents and reptiles, pets are cherished members of the family who provide us with love and affection, sometimes entertainment as well. We totally understand that some people are not animal people and some people are. It just so happens that we are both animal people. That being said, if you don't want to hear us talk about our animals, feel free to tune out this week. If you choose to stay, prepare to hear us almost wax poetic about our pets. Let's roll.
Nicely done. How many pets have you had in your life?
Oh God. Let's do a mental recount. Ping Pong the hamster. At least nine fish, because I consider fish pets. Because I always had like a single fish, up to three fish in a fish tank. I never had like the big fish tank with a bunch of fish that I couldn't count. I've had Bear, Newt, Pepper, Tank, Loki, Diesel. So six dogs, one cat,
Oh.
and two rats. And three more hamsters.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice. You have like a plethora
Yes.
of different animals. Pets that you've had.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Animal person, what can I
I
say?
know. I don't know who's more of an animal person, you or my aunt. I think
True.
my aunt's got you beat though. Being a retired vet and everything.
How about you? Do you know how many?
Okay. We've had Mookie, Dixie, Spike, Ginger, dogs. Diesel, she's our fifth dog. She's still kicking, 12 years old. Trevor. I did not name this animal. My bird, he is 16, still kicking. Hermit crabs, I don't remember how many we've gone through of hermit crabs. They weren't mine, they were my younger brother's. And lots of fish, like freshwater and saltwater. So we did both because we still have it. A fish tank, like a big. I don't know how many gallons it was, but it's probably as long as this table. So I would say a little bit. I want to say 20, give or take some.
If we're counting hermit crabs, I had three of them too. So,
Okay.
like at different points in my life. So,
They
we'll
were
count them.
they're creepy creatures, but they're so cool to
They
watch.
are. I like when they change shells.
Yes,
It's very fun.
so with that, we would put them in our kitchen sink, but we'd put the stopper in, and then we'd put like a piece of bread out and just put a little bit of water on it, and then just watch them. And we would put lettuce in there too, and then just watch them. And you need to watch them eat it. Oh my God, it was so cool! They're creepy creatures outside of their shells, but they're so cool.
All right. Now, clearly we've both had a variety of pets, like breeds and
Yeah.
species, but do you have a preferred type of pet?
I'm gonna dogs. Because I think since I grew up with dogs, I wouldn't mind having a cat. I love cats too. Don't get me wrong. But I just love dogs. Because like you come home from a rough day at work or something, and then your dog is literally sitting at the front at the door for you and like greets you, and like it's just one of the like, your hard day just melts away with the dog just sitting there waiting for you all happy and just wanting to know about your day, even though they don't understand us, but I think they do.
I'm gonna say for me, it's rodents, and I have had three rabbits. I
Oh
completely.
my.
Bubby is so upset with me right now.
I can hear you.
But rabbits and dogs are my two favorite that I've had.
And
Because,
you've had ducks,
yes, I've
duck
had
chicks.
ducks. chicks. I also had chickens. There were 3 chickens, 2 ducks.
I think you kind of, I think you beat me on the number of animals.
But, like, rabbits have a lot of personality.
Yes, they do.
And dogs have a lot of personality.
Yes, they do.
And unfortunately, my only experience with a cat, our cat, this is sad, but ended up having, like, we suspect a tumor in her brain.
Oh,
or his brain. It's been like 12 years since this day. I cannot tell you if that cat was a boy or girl, because the vet told us one thing, my cousin told us another thing, and then a different vet told us a different thing, and I'm like, I can't tell on this cat if it's a
was
boy
it a
or
long hair?
No, it was just a short-haired tabby.
Oh,
so I was like,
was it just really fat?
I don't even know. I don't know why we could not figure out this cat's gender. But the cat's name was Candy.
Aww.
So it was like a gender neutral name, which is good because we never figured it out.
Yeah.
I think the final decision was we decided he was a boy.
Uh-huh.
But one day he just went. And I don't use this word lightly.
Mm-hmm.
He went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he started attacking all of us and, like, biting us, scratching us. And I remember my mom, my sister, and I hiding in a closet while my dad had to, like, try to catch the cat. Finally got the cat into its carrier, mm-hmm. took it to the Animal Welfare Association, mm-hmm. because it was the only thing that was open at the time.
Yeah.
And was like, it attacked its family. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's not staying at my house with my kids if it's attacking my children.
Yeah.
So, and we said it because, again, we did not know what the gender was.
Poor cat.
So, but, like, I loved the cat,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm so, like, terrified that that would happen again.
I don't think so. Maybe the tumor was so bad that mm-hmm. it was starting to really affect it. Hence, that's probably why the cat might have snapped. I'm not going to say snapped, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Might have something was off.
Because I was like, I'm not sure I want another cat for a very long time. Just to, like, get over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting rabbits, and I love them. And I love my dogs. So preferred type of pet for me are dogs and rabbits.
Nice.
Rats were fun too, though. But I had a very strange rat.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, they like to be in, like, colonies or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Nim was a loner rat.
Oh.
So I tried to get her friend, and she'd, like, hiss. She'd, like, try to fight him. I'm like, every single one, no matter how long we had them. And so finally I was just like, I'm not going to put any more rats through the torture of like bringing them home, mm-hmm. trying to bomb them,
accommodate,
and then taking them back to the store for their own safety. So Nim was just Nim.
Oh, such cute names.
National Institute for Mental Health.
Oh,
because I read Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim. It's a book that we had to read in school, and the rats were, if I remember correctly, they were test rats that had escaped or been released into a field. And so they're like geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my rat, I was like, oh, it has to be named Nim. She has to be a Nim.
Do you remember all your pets' names?
I remember a lot of them. So there was Nim, the rat.
Okay.
Susie, the bunny, which became Bonnie, the bunny.
Okay. I remember her.
Snow White, the bunny, whose nickname became Soul.
Okay.
We have Bubblegum. Tank, Loki, Diesel. Bear, Newt, Pepper. Pepper was like a lab mix
mm-hmm.
that I had when I was like a baby
mm-hmm.
and it was my dog, But she ended up being too rough, and they ended up having to rehome her because it was, I don't remember this. My parents swore up and down the road, no, that dog was not child friendly. And I was like, but I loved my dog. And they were like, we're sorry, but that dog was not safe to keep around you. So we gave it a new home with somebody, like one of our neighbors or something. So Pepper, I had when I was really little, Bear was a Pomeranian.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, black and brown or?
Just the, like the tan.
Tan color?
Mm-hmm.
Tan and beige.
Then we had Ping Pong, who was an albino hamster.
Okay.
I had Belle, who was another rat. And then she... I don't know what happened to her. If Nim hurt her, or she just was not well when I got her, but she did not last long, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But, there was also... Goliath, who was my koi fish.
Okay.
And he was named Goliath because he was huge, because he was a koi fish. And I did not realize that when I bought him. And then when he just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, I was like, this fish is weird. And my dad was like, no, you bought a koi. That thing's going to get huge. That thing needs a pond. I was like, I don't have a pond. And so we gave Goliath to one of the co-workers my mom knew who had a giant koi pond. So I raised it until it was too big for any of my fish tanks, and then we gave it to Nancy.
Well, at least you brought, gave it to a nice person.
And he had a very nice life in the pond.
Nice.
Until he froze.
That might do it.
Yeah, it was very sad. And then I had Honey the hamster, because she was a honey bear hamster. Because I don't know if this is like countrywide or what, but PetSmarts around here only sell female rodents. Yes. I've had guinea pigs too. I have had guinea pigs too. One was named Hershey and one was named Butterscotch. So, and Newt, my yellow lab, who has some affinity for small animals. Ping Pong got out of her crate one day. Cage, crate, whatever you want to call it. And we couldn't find her for 3 days.
Oh, no.
In the house. And I was like, oh my goodness, my hamster is gone. My hamster has disappeared. And my dad was like trying to kindly be like, we're probably not finding that hamster. And I was like, but it's Ping Pong. It's Pingy Pongy.
Yeah.
We'll find her. Newt found her. And he sat. She had gone behind the refrigerator.
Oh.
And she was just chilling there. She was like, this is great.
Because it's warm and dark.
Warm, dark, and there's food.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh. And one day, Newt just started, like, whining like nobody's business. And he just kept, like, going to me, going to my dad, and then walking to the kitchen, and then sitting next to the fridge. And we're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then we realized he had found her, and he was trying to tell us.
Yeah, tell
you guys. So he got a cheeseburger from McDonald's that day because he found the hamster.
He rescued your hamster.
So I'm like, okay.
Without you even telling him.
And then he would, after Ping Pong had gone across the Rainbow Bridge, we got the guinea pigs, which were rescues from my friend who couldn't keep them anymore. And every morning, they would do their little, like, whistling thing, and Newt would go over and just sit by their cage and just, like,
whine.
And I'm like, are you communicating with them? And he would just be like, huh. And I'm like, okay, it's a weird lab, because you should not be, like, lab, you should not be, like,
communicating.
Yeah. But I think that's all of them.
Nice.
There's a lot of reminiscing here.
Yes, there is.
Did your fish have names? I'm curious. Okay,
so I had Mookie, Dixie. They were Collie Lab mixes.
Okay.
Mookie wanted nothing to do with me. Well, she put up with me. Like, so they were my first two dogs when I first came over from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Mookie was the bigger dog. So all our pets are all females. So okay. Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be females.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot do boys and girls. No. No, thank you. Anyway. I would ride Mookie like a horse.
Uh-huh.
Like, she put up with so much of my shenanigans as a kid.
Sure.
Like, my mom goes, that dog was not a fan of you, but she just put up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie was the same breed, but smaller. A little bit smaller.
Okay.
She was, oh my God, gorgeous dog. They were both black. Just all black.
Okay.
Spike and Ginger. Spike was my dad's dog. I forget where she came from. Ginger was the most mishap of a dog that we've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I picked her out. We went to the dog pound or whatever, shelter. I'm the one who picked her out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, she looks like a wolf.
Oh, dear.
She wasn't, like, huge, like, wide-wise. It was mm-hmm. just... the way her ears were. I think she was like German Shepherd mix or something. I don't know. She was, did not know she was an alpha female.
Oh dear.
Until we got her home and then introduced her to Spike, who was a coonhound part Australian Shepherd. She was like my favorite dog.
Mm-hmm.
Had some incidences with those two.
Mm-hmm.
And we have picture evidence. Anyway, Diesel, she's our dog now. She's quarter Chihuahua, quarter Beagle, quarter Australian Cattle Dog, and the rest is mixed breed.
Okay.
So she's as small as she is compared to Spike and Ginger. She's got a lot of high energy. Trevor, he's my bird. Mm-hmm. I did not name him. I did not name that bird. The fish, the hermit crabs. Okay. The hermit crabs I didn't name. They were my younger brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We had Scotch and Soda.
Okay.
And then we had, once they passed, we'd get new ones and they'd always be renamed Scotch and Soda.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought there was a whiskey one in there. I don't know. Or bourbon. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The only fish I can remember that ever had a name was a Pleco.
Okay.
We had candy cane shrimp. We had angelfish. We had... this is salt water. Freshwater, I don't know, because that's when Jack took over the fish tank, and mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, we had a lobster. It was a blue lobster.
Okay.
It was, like, turned out, he was, like, this small when we first got him. That was Jack's, and we named him Blueberry.
Okay.
And we would love to see when he would shed the shell,
mm-hmm.
and we, oh my God, it was so cool. So, Blueberry the lobster.
Okay.
And then Tom the Pleco, and then he just got... I don't even know how big he got, but he got pretty big. Mm-hmm. It was so cool to watch. We had a starfish. We had a sea urchin.
Okay.
I don't know if they ever had those, like the sea urchin or starfish. And we had a candy cane shrimp, which was one of my favorites.
Okay.
Because he was just so cool to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had a name. It had a name.
Very fair.
Yeah. Very so nice. Those are all the names that I can.
Okay. Now, I kind of have a guess to your next answer.
Okay.
But do you prefer to give pets names that could also belong to a human or uniquely pet names?
Unique pet names.
That's what I thought you'd say.
Yeah. I just can't do the whole name it after a person because it just... I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I do unique names. So with Diesel, that story, I know how she got her name. So when I was at work, when we got her, I had no idea where we were getting. This is after Ginger passed. I named Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
She got worse as she got older.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. She passed, or she had to get put down on Good Friday.
Oh.
I know that date, like, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was working at where we used to work together. And I came home and I went to go open the garage door, but garage door opener fell in my car and I couldn't find it. And I didn't have a phone that had a flashlight on it. And I was like, God. So I went to the back door in the deck. And I see this little black thing just run across the kitchen. I'm like, and I got so excited. I walk in there. She goes, my mom is putting up a gate. I'm like, my first thought was, where's the kid?
Yeah.
Like, where's the other child? It wasn't a child. It was a puppy.
Aww.
So, and Jack never grew up with a puppy. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Jack never had. So, got Diesel. She was super tiny. I still have pictures of her. Super tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so tiny. It was so cute. But apparently, we wanted to, so, like, her tail has a kink in it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, like, it being, like, all, like, smooth, it has a little, you've seen it.
Yeah.
It has a little, like, what's the right word? I'm going to say kink.
Mm-hmm.
But the story goes that apparently in the womb, the tail got, like, knotted a little bit.
Okay.
But, and it's, like, her signature little thing, and I like it. It's so cute. But that's not why we named her. Apparently the tip of her tail, she had extra fur and would curl.
Oh.
So we wanted to name her Curly Q. If no one knows who Curly Q is, Three Stooges.
Okay.
Has never, it's the best slap comedy. I know they died with like no money to their name, but they are hysterical. And our favorite character is Curly because he's so funny and he's just okay. So, we're like, oh, Curly Q, like Curly Q Link. Like, that'd be so cute for her. I loved it. My mom liked it. And, like, we would, once we had that name, when someone said that, we're like, oh, so we started calling her Curly Q. I was like, Curly Q, like, come here. Like, I don't think she really understood the name yet, but she would.
Yeah.
Mind you, it was a puppy. She was a puppy back then.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm in agreement with this name. Jack was not. Jack was not having it.
Mm-hmm.
So my younger brother was like, no, I don't want that name. If that's what you're going to call her, take her back. And I'm like, okay, then you pick the name. Jack picks Diesel. I'm like, you mean Diesel like the gas? So I was like, okay, Diesel it is. And it stuck. And then we call her. And then D, like the letter D for short, Diesel, DC Do, call her. I call her that. D, and her middle name is Daisy. So we call Diesel Daisy. So that's the only unique name that I have. What about you?
I like names that are for pets or fictional characters.
So unique names?
Yeah. Kind of? So, like, except for Bonnie.
Yeah, but I... Didn't she have that name? No.
Bonnie was Susie when I got her.
Okay, I remember that. And then you just changed it?
Yeah. Because I know someone whose name is Susie, or her nickname is Susie. And the temperament of that bunny was nothing like her. So I was like, Bonnie? And I... This is, like, bad. But I love learning about, like, Bonnie and Clyde. So my car was called Clyde. And my rabbit was called Bonnie. So... And her name was Bonnie Elizabeth because that's Bonnie Parker's name. Yeah. Because she was a little,
she had so much energy.
Tiny, little, just
She had a lot of energy.
I loved her so much. But my goodness, she was a little terror sometimes.
Yeah, she bit me. I remember that. That was the night. I think, was that the first night I met her?
Yep. She was just like, hello, bite.
Yeah, she goes, oh, I like you. I'm going to bite you in the...
I was like, eh,
excuse me. Was it the leg, right? Or was it the upper leg?
Upper leg.
Upper leg. Mm-hmm. She bit me on the upper leg.
Because she was an alarm clock.
Yeah.
She was... Because she
because the next morning she was, like, up and moving, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Because she'd, like, jump on my my forehead, and then, like, thump her foot so it would wake me up, and then I'd be like, Bonnie.
Seriously?
I'm like, this is too much. It is 6 a.m. I know you want breakfast, but calm down. So she felt like... Bunny. She felt like she was up to trouble sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. I adored her. She was the first rabbit I had. So I named her Bonnie instead.
She was so cute.
And then, like, Bubblegum is not a human name.
No.
Soul.
BG.
Snow.
But it fits him.
Yeah.
It fits him.
Snow White was Soul's real name. And, like, if I frequently called her Soul, but, like... If she was being naughty, it was like, Snow White, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, but fictional character, Loki, fictional character.
Yeah. He's my boy.
If I get another, like, dog that is, like, a darker black color, it's going to be either Vader or Kylo.
Aww.
Like, I like the fictional ones. No, because he was wearing tan.
I don't think I could ever name a pet Anakin. I'm sorry. Not imagine this.
But yeah, I would do Vader or Kylo. Like, those are
Kylo
names
Ren,
I like.
Yeah, I could. All right, I could see Vader. I could definitely see Kylo.
I'm like, I like the
or Ren, like for a female.
Yeah,
right. That I could see.
We always do male dogs. So,
oh yeah, you're the opposite of me.
But like ping pong, it's a game.
Yeah.
Bear, it's an animal.
Yeah. And was it a chocolate lab or a brown lab?
Bear was a Pomeranian.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Which is really funny because we gave him a big name and he's like teeny tiny.
Yeah, he's a teeny tiny.
Tank is a chocolate lab. Newt was a
yellow lab.
Yeah.
And, I remember him.
And Newt was actually named after polar bear in Germany. The polar bear cub, K-N-U-T, which I think was like Knut.
Yeah.
I butchered that, but... So I named the yellow lab Newt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became Newton for his, like, AKC name.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay... But most of the animals have had animal or fictional names. Yeah. So, like, there were some where they almost got human names.
Oh, gosh.
But I like the... Bonnie is technically still a human name, but... It's one that I don't know any Bonnies, so it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any traditions with your pets around any holidays?
Bubby gets dressed up for Halloween and for Christmas.
Aww.
And he wears hats. When we go on vacation, Loki has to wear his vacation hat before he goes to the... boarding place. There was a brief tradition because Tank won't let us do it anymore. My great aunt one year walked down and was like, I think that big dog's a reindeer. And I was like, what? And she was like, it's large, it's brown, I think it's a reindeer. I was like, okay. And then, so we put reindeer antlers on him. And we were like, now he's a reindeer. But then Loki, who's a Scottish terrier, she was like, I think that one shoots coal.
What? Shoots coal?
Shoots coal. I was like, what? And I was like, do you mean because he's not potty trained yet? And she was like, it's coal. I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like,
but really, was she trying to change the dog's name?
No. She just informed us that she felt that Loki was leaving Cole when, in fact, he had not been potty trained properly yet.
Oh.
And Tank was a reindeer. And then to add insult to injury, she goes, then your mother's fat. I think she's Santa.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We all laugh about this. And at that point, my mom had started getting white hair.
Yeah.
And so my aunt Jane was just like, I think your mother's Santa Claus. I was like, oh no.
Oh no, that's awful. Oh my goodness. That's just awful.
I'm like, I don't know what to do with that information. So I was like, all right. So for a brief time, it was, we put Loki in, like, and he's a Scottie, so we put him in a plaid buffalo check sweater. And then
he's so cute in that.
And then Tank would get reindeer antlers. But now Tank's like, no, don't put that on my head. So it's like, okay. But it all stems from Aunt Jean being like, I think that big one's reindeer. I think the little one shoots coal, and your mother is Santa Claus. And I was like,
Oh my God, that is
things
so funny.
I did not expect to hear today.
Part one. That's funny.
How about you? Do you have any traditions for your pets?
The old ones, no. I never did anything. But I torture Diesel like there's no. Trevor, I can't do anything with him because he's just a grumpy old teenager and he just doesn't. Anyway, Diesel, and I've sent you pictures.
Yeah.
What I do is, since we got hardwood floors in the house, and she's not allowed in, I would move the little puck thing that we have. She wears an electric fence collar. I would carry her into the living room, sit her in front of the fireplace, but bring a treat so I would get her attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just, with the stockings, that would be like picture. And then I started putting my reindeer antlers on her. And like her facial expression going from, oh, I'm getting a treat to what is on my head. And then she hates it, but I love it. And then even for St. Patrick's Day, I do, like, the St. Patty's Day headband.
Okay.
And she is not happy. But that's about it. That's as far as I go.
How do your pets handle fireworks on, like, peaceful holidays?
In the beginning, not happy.
Mm-hmm.
She would bark constantly. My old dog, Spike, would... or Mookie, or whoever, with fireworks. So, like, in the old house in Radnor, we had, like, the radiators in, like, every part of the house.
Okay.
This huge dog tried to go behind the radiators and hide. Spike, in the house that we live in now, she would try to hide behind the sofa against the wall. Diesel now, she just, the only time we hear the fireworks are at the beach during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really right across the way from our condo so we can see them. It doesn't bother her now. So
okay.
Even like on New Year's, when people set them off, she'll bark for like a couple minutes, but then I think it's the noise that bothers her.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's barking So she's annoyed. I think she's barking because I don't think she knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But she's gotten better with him.
It's good.
What about you?
Well, Loki is small enough that he'll hide under the bed or under the couch.
Yeah.
Diesel will be like, eyes just get huge, and then he's like, I'm a baby. Somebody hold me. And we're like, dude, you're the size of a person. We can't hold you. I'm sorry. So he'll just glue himself to somebody's side, and Tank does the same. Tank, like, will just kind of be like, hey. And we're like, why are you whimpering like that? And he's just like, hey. And I'm like, okay, just come here, Tank. It's fine. And then Bubby just kind of sits and looks panicked.
Yeah.
But I tried to, like, put a blanket over him once.
Mm-hmm.
That did not work because he was just like, I will eat this.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, don't eat the blanket. But the bunny ate the blanket, so.
Sure. The bird doesn't do anything. Like, I completely forgot about the bird. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm more worried about the dog. Shows you how much I love my bits. He doesn't do anything. It's just, if he's not getting the attention that he wants, then he just starts. But he doesn't do anything with fireworks.
Okay.
Do you take your pets with you if you go anywhere on vacation?
No. No. We have the dogs get boarded, and I'll get either you to watch the bunny or one of mom's friends to watch the bunny. Like, when we go to Florida, you're coming with us.
Yeah.
So the friend's going to watch the bunny very nicely for me. Because I can't board the bunny. I don't know of any bunny boarding locations.
I can't keep it at my house. There's nobody. Yeah. Not with the dog
and
that
just
likes
like,
to chase that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, you'll just... We, like... When I was seeing my ex, he used to say, oh, bring the rabbit. You can bring the rabbit, because he lived kind of away from his family pets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not going to transport the rabbit for a weekend.
Yeah.
If I leave Saturday morning and come back Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's one night, so I spend some time with the bunny. And it was Bonnie at the time.
Yeah.
I'd feed her, play with her,
mm-hmm.
make sure she was good, put her in her pen instead of letting her free roam while I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then I'd just go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got home the next day, it was like, okay. But bunnies don't seem to enjoy being transported as much, so I don't take them. Even though, technically, on the one bunny I had papers that it was an emotional support animal.
Yeah.
So, I could have taken the bunny, but I just didn't want to put her through
the stress of traveling.
Yeah. Do you take, like, Diesel?
Yeah,
vacations?
We have to. So... With Diesel, she goes down. She does not. Like, when we first got her, she did not do well with car rides at all. As she got older, she did worse. Anyway, now that she's older, she does okay.
Mm-hmm.
She still foams. She still, like, drools. I'm going to call it drool.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has to take her in his car because it's a bigger car. And
yeah.
The cage is small enough to fit in the trunk. He's got a Jeep, so SUV. So, he takes her down the first weekend in May, and then my mom moves down there, and she keeps the dog all summer.
Okay.
And then if my parents have somewhere to be the next day, and my sister's not available, who lives down the shore to watch the dog, we'll bring her back home, and then I'll just watch her for that time being. The bird only comes down, so Weekends alone, Trevor is fine. I'm gonna give him fresh food, fresh water.
Yeah.
Half cover him, put the camera in to make sure he's okay. But vacations, when I'm down the shore for the whole week, he comes with me. And yes, I seatbelt him in the front seat with toys and a mirror and treats to get him to be quiet for the car ride. Doesn't always work. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we're on 8 now. So, do you take your pets on errands with you?
No.
Neither do I. I tried. I made a valiant effort with Loki, trying to, like, socialize. He jumped out of the shopping cart and then was, like, dangling from his leash. And I was like,
I shouldn't be laughing at him.
I was like, he's going to die. He's going to get, like, strangled. And then I put him back in the cart. And it was Hobby Lobby because they're pet friendly.
Yeah.
And I was like, stay. But he doesn't understand stay. He understands go away. And I'm like, you can't just be flying. You can't. You are a small dog. Please.
You gotta stay where you
are. I beg of you, stay. So he does not go anywhere now. Unless we're going to PetSmart. He'll do Tractor Supply after PetSmart because they like him there. But like, no.
Yeah, no.
If I don't have to take him, he's
it's
not
just
going.
Pointless. I'm sorry, but for me, I just think it's pointless. Like, I know a lot of other people do it because, like, they want the company of somebody or something else in the car with them. But it's just, no. Just the hassle of trying to get a pet in the car, get them excited, thinking that they're going on a trip.
Yeah.
No, no thanks.
Okay.
Do you have any cherished memories with specific pets?
I feel like I've already kind of answered that one, especially like the new finding ping pong.
Yeah.
Or then Loki's first ice cream as we got, after we got him, it was like 100 degrees and the poor thing was like, he was still a puppy. He was like still palm of my hand.
He was so cute as a puppy.
And he was like, his ears hadn't gone up yet. Yeah. They were still bent over. It was so cute. And we were just like, here, have some ice cream. And he was like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life. And it was just really cute. And it's on my Instagram somewhere.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen it.
That was adorable. Hank? It's got to be the reindeer thing because it was just hysterical. And then he just sat there with those reindeer antlers on and I was like, dude, you look miserable. And he was like hauling at him trying to get him off.
Get these things
off. Gosh. And Diesel.
He's a huge dog.
He is. My favorite memory with him is like a couple months after we got him home. He was about the size of Loki because he was still a puppy. And they have a picture of them standing next to each other.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's not full grown and Loki is. And they're about the same size. But then Tank is in the corner and Tank just looks stressed.
Oh.
But Loki and Diesel are looking at each other. And Diesel, when he was a puppy, was obsessed with a cowbell. I have footage of that as well.
That I have to see.
But, like, he'd sit there and he'd chew on the... And I'm like, what are you doing? And then if you shook the cowbell, he'd be like, I have to play with it. And I'm like, no, you do not need this cowbell. So, and then Bear, this is kind of like a learn from us. Don't do it ever. I don't know if it's other breeds of dogs. But especially Pomeranians, do not, I cannot stress this enough, do not put human detangler on the dog. because it will melt the dog's fur. Bear went from looking like a puffball to looking like a drowned rat. And
like a hairless cat?
Yes. Oh. And we had to, like, shave him because his hair was destroyed.
But that is actually kind of funny.
And I was like, Mom, you destroyed the dog. And she was like, I didn't know. And she was like really upset. And we were upset. And he was completely fine. We took him to the vet. But he was hairless for a little while. And I was like,
I'm just envisioning this little dog with no fur.
The only way I can describe it is it was like when you put water on cotton candy and it gets
shrinks. Yeah. That's funny though.
I was like, okay.
That stuff?
Don't do it, people. Don't do it.
Learn from your mistakes.
Friends across the world who may be listening to this. Do not put the detangler on the dog. It doesn't end well.
Oh my goodness.
How about you? Do you have like cherished memories of the dogs and the various animals?
The only one like with Mookie and Dixie was Mookie and the cookies on Christmas. Like mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, that story I've told.
Yeah.
That because it's like 2.5, 3.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what Christmas was, and I was just so mad at... I really wasn't mad at her. I was just surprised that she ate my cookies. That's all I could say was, Mookie ate the cookies for, like, 20 minutes straight. Dixie, I don't really have...
Okay.
I can't think of anything from her. Spike, she was... Oh, my God, I love that dog. Ginger was just a terror. I do remember, I can't really call this a cherished memory. I can call it a nightmare.
Okay.
So with Ginger being like alpha female dog, Spike and Ginger would always get in fights. Mm-hmm. I remember this because I was coming home from school. So I'm coming home from school. I get off the bus. I walk up the driveway. I walk up the sidewalk, our walkway to get to the front door because I see my mom outside waiting for me. I was like, okay. And all was this way before we got our front walkway redone. Mm-hmm. It was white. Or whatever. I just see the little red droplets. Just a trail. I'm like, and they're getting bigger, and they're getting bigger as I'm getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the dogs got in a fight.
Aww.
In the front yard, and Ginger ripped.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. A piece of Spike's ear.
Oh.
So, we have duct tape on the dog's ear. My dog Spike's whining and like crying, and I'm panicking because I'm like, oh my God, my dog. That was a traumatic event.
Mm-hmm.
But then Spike got her back at the Shore House, and they got in a fight at the Shore House over something. All I remember is that they got in a fight, and then Spike swiped Ginger across the eye, and there was a nice gash. We have a picture of it on our refrigerator. I don't know why. But Diesel, the only cherished, I have everything about her.
Mm-hmm.
Like from getting her for the first time to just her being goofy. And the thing that I love about her now is that we have my mom's office door. It stays closed when my mom needs to be in there. So, but Diesel's gigantic bed is in there. So she'll wait and she'll sit out by the front door on the mat.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my mom, I was like, Diesel, do you want to go in mom's office? Oh, the second you say mom's office, she's perked up and she's at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you have to count down. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And you open the door and this dog flies in the office. And she's like all happy. That and when she comes in from outside, she expects a treat every time. So
okay.
We have, you've seen the jar. It's a sheepdog treat jar, and it's on the counter and it sits right above where her dishes are.
Okay.
And you go straight there. And then if you don't give it to her, she'll sit there and whine. And I'm not kidding. She will hunt you down. And she will bring you back to the kitchen to get that treat that she thinks she deserves. And it's so funny. So I don't really have any. Well, Trevor, when I first got him for Christmas, that's about it.
Do you dress your pets up?
No. Hard no. Well, okay, I take that back. Diesel with the antlers just for a photo op, and that's it.
Okay.
That's like a 5-second photo op. And then I take them off. My aunt dresses up the little dog, which is, his name's Augie. And he's cutest little dog ever, but you can't touch him because he was his backstory. You have to let him come to you. So my mom got my aunt a Steelers jersey for the dog, which is cute. A Phillies jersey for the dog.
Okay.
My aunt has like all these outfits for the dog, which is cute. Okay. But me specifically, no, I would never.
Okay.
Well, like not like the way my aunt does. Like I don't mind the antlers on my dog for like a quick photo op and then take them off and then you're done.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I do. I don't physically put them in a shirt. Take that back, actually, because I did put Diesel in a Eagles jersey, a Westbrook Eagles jersey, and trying to get that on her was the biggest task. I thought I was wrestling a bear, but I will never.
Yeah,
no thanks.
I do. I've dressed the bunnies up in
And they're like, cute. And you've sent me cards,
like
for like a card.
Bubby has been Santa Claus. He has been a Hershey bar.
Yes. That's one of my favorites.
He's also been the Grinch.
And you didn't send me a picture of it?
He didn't let it stay on for more than, like, 2 seconds. He, like, shook it off. I was like, okay, well then, we're going to try this again at a later date.
You would have loved that. I would have blown up that picture and mounted it on my walls. Next to my Grinch thing.
And then Loki has severe allergies, which causes alopecia in like the spring and summer and even the fall. So he has to wear, like, because he doesn't get his fur back in time for winter, he has to wear like jackets and sweaters to keep him warm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what. But like, he's not just chilling in fancy clothes all the time.
Yeah,
it's like special occasions. Yes. Then I'll dress the dogs up. Tank will punch you in the face with his paw if you attempt to put anything on him.
And that I can see.
And Diesel is just kind of like, no thank you, I'm a baby. The recurring, Diesel's only one, so like the recurring thing.
He's only one?
He's only one.
It's like he's been one for like 4 years now.
He'll turn two in March.
Okay.
But we just constantly joke because he still has no manners, even though we're working on it.
Do you take him to, like, a doggy daycare to train him?
He doesn't do well with other dogs, so no. Well, so we have to get a, like, a private person. Like, he does well with our dogs, but, like, he's
outsider dogs.
Yeah, not a good time. So we just frequently say, in his mind, he's just like, I'm a baby. I'm just a baby. And he has ginormous paws that he's like, please hold my hand. And I'm like,
he's a big dog.
You are the size of a person.
Yeah.
And you're a baby. And he's just like, hi, I would like a hug. And I'm
let me jump in your lap. Literally.
So I'm like, okay. So we're not even trying to put clothes on him. That sounds like a
torture.
That sounds like the 12th task of Hercules or something.
Is there anything you do with the new pet if you got one today that you did not do with previous pets?
Doggy classes.
Training.
Day one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Loki never got them because mom's pretty good at training dogs. But like the basic commands, not anything fancy. Yeah. Like sit, stay, leg, come.
Go away.
We can't master rollover. Rollover is apparently difficult. but sit pretty, mm-hmm. like when they sit and then they go yeah. up, like we're okay with that. We can walk them on a leash. Mm-hmm. We're good. But like, Diesel's crazy.
I love him. To walk him.
I love him to death.
But he's, I would love he is just like to wild. Go to Baxdale. I really want to do a trail walk with either one of your dogs mm-hmm. or mine.
Okay.
I would love, that would be like the biggest test.
Yeah.
I think we should challenge ourselves on that. I want to challenge myself on that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. The one thing I would do differently is like put them in an actual like obedience class mm-hmm. first thing.
Like the first, like the day after you get them.
Like as soon as they're able to mm-hmm. do
get
it.
Get them right into it.
Because that way it makes my life easier, their life easier. Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything wrong with my dogs. I love them. They're adorable. But more obedience would probably be good.
Yeah.
How about you? Would you do anything different?
No, because my mom trains the dogs and she doesn't. Oh, my mom is so strict mm-hmm. when it comes to like, so the dogs. And Diesel, my dog, listens to my mom. But me, on the other hand, if I tell her to go away, if I'm trying to make lunch, she just sits there and stares at you until you give in. And she'll beg from the table. And I'm like, Diesel, no. The second my mom comes in and goes, Diesel, go to bed. This dog will put her head down, like, as if she just got defeated in something, and mm-hmm. she will go to bed.
Okay.
But I really want a corgi puppy so bad. No. I'm going to keep reiterating this. Maybe someone will get a hint. I want a corgi puppy.
Like, young battery?
Yes. Young. Like, I want a puppy so bad, even though I just grew up, vaguely kind of grew up with one. But I want a corgi puppy mm-hmm. so bad.
For anyone
I
who...
want that as a graduation gift. I am trying so hard.
For anyone who's like young battery, that is my uncle's dog. I'm not going to say his real name, but it has the same name
Bentley
as somebody whose nickname became Battery. So when we talk about the dog, we say Battery. And he's adorable.
He is. So
the last update I heard, he's fully in the puppy stage now. He's like...
How old is he now? The dog.
Probably like 9 months now. 10.
Road trip, let's go. I gotta see this dog. I gotta see this corgi puppy.
But my uncle was like, he just chews everything.
Tell your uncle ice cubes.
Okay.
That's a good... or just get them Scoopy toys right away. Not Scoopy mm-hmm. toys, like the ones that crinkle.
Not, yeah.
The can't or Kong toys with yeah. A treat. You can put the treat in. It'll keep them occupied.
Okay. Since you live at home, and I do too.
Yes.
Do you believe pets belong to you or are they family pets?
Trevor is mine. Mm-hmm. Since it was a Christmas gift.
Okay.
But I did have an argument and I said to my brother, if you want them, take them. Mm-hmm. I was just in a mood. Because So when it comes to Trevor being my pet, nobody's allowed to touch him but me. Mm-hmm. Unless I need help clipping his wings and nails. Mm-hmm. But I like certain things the way I want it in his cage. If you touch it, I will see it. And I'll get mad at you. Anyway. But dogs, the dogs that I've had and have, family pet.
Okay.
But Spike was my dad's dog.
Okay.
And when Spike was slowly getting older, the day that it was like right before Thanksgiving, it was literally like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, she passed. My dad was laying on the floor with her the night before she passed.
Aww.
Like, slept on the ground with the mm-hmm. dog because that was his dog. But
yeah.
Ginger, she was such just a flippin' error. I loved her when she was good, mm-hmm. but when she went in the alpha female mode and just attacked Spike just for like no reason, I'm like, stop it! She dug holes everywhere in the yard. She went after a groundhog. She got in a fight with a groundhog. And my dad, who was a city boy, goes out there with a broom trying to break up a dog and a groundhog fight. I'm like, are you nuts? Get the kid away. My younger brother's standing out there. I'm like, do you not see this child? So, yeah. But if I ever get a corgi puppy, that dog is mine and mine only. Like, I'll share. But if you're doing something that I do not want done, don't touch my dog.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's like, don't touch my bird. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, Loki is mine. I pay
for his for the dog, monthly. Yeah. But you still share bill. Him.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, he's everybody's.
Yeah.
The bunny is technically mine and my sister's. Mm-hmm. So, like, family pets, but, mm-hmm. yeah. It works.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a dream pet?
Yes. I also want a corgi.
Yes!
So bad.
We can get corgi matching puppies together. We can have play dates with them. I will socialize. Oh, that's the other thing. And we never socialized Diesel with other dogs. Mm-hmm. So... the question, whatever that question was, if we got a new pet, I definitely would want to socialize the new dog. Like, for, at a limit.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, sorry.
You're good. What type of pet intrigues you so much that it has become your dream to have one in your life? Not like a dream pet, but like, I'd say this could be any animal. Like, if it was legal to own it as a pet, what would you have?
A snake.
Okay.
I don't know why. So my older brother had a milk snake or a corn snake. So they were got them at the pet shop. Mm-hmm. And I got to hold it once and I was so fascinated by this thing. I was like, oh my God, this thing is so cool. But then you realize you have to feed it rats and mice. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But I think that would be kind of cool.
Okay.
If only they would stay little. I don't want it to be like 12 feet long and be like rummaging the house. I'd be like, ow. What about you?
Pygmy goat. I want a pygmy goat.
Oh my God.
I have like made a
fainting goat.
No, these ones are only, like, this big.
Yeah.
They stay little. Mm-hmm. But they just look fun. And I saw one called Oreo on the interwebs once. And he hopped down the stairs. And it was the cutest thing I'd seen, like, in my life.
Can you have a goat Oreo?
And I was just like, I need it. Yeah. And I asked my mom, and she was like, absolutely not. I was like, but please. And
she was like, room.
No.
I have all that yard work. Yard. Is it a pet you need anything special for?
Yeah, would you need anything special if you got a snake?
Yeah.
True.
You would need, like, a... everything?
Yeah.
The way they have them at the zoo, you would need that much room.
Yeah.
And I don't have that much room in my room, so, yeah.
Goats.
And it's just too much work, and, like, the heat lamp, and, like, them shedding, and if they don't shed the right way, and blah, 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 yeah. I just like snakes, though. It's just weird.
I looked up the pygmy goat. And it's, according to Google, the American pygmy, also known as the pygmy or African pygmy, is a small, compact, and stocky goat breed that originated in West Africa. Why are you calling it compact?
Because it's small. Like a compact car?
I'm like, oh my gosh. But, a playground. I would need to get a playground
in the yard. Yeah. And you would need, like, a bigger yard?
Yeah.
Or you'd have to, like... where this old thing is, you'd have to clear all that brush out, all the trees, and then, like, have that as a pen, but big enough that they have enough room.
Yeah.
Room. Bring it to my house. I have all that backyard space wide open.
All right. Do you get pet insurance when you get a pet?
No.
We do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And with Loki, it comes in handy because he has to go to the allergist a lot. So we get, like, after we hit our deductible, they give us some money back. Mm-hmm. Tank has a liver situation going on.
Aww.
So he has to get an ultrasound, which is going to meet the deductible for him. And then, Diesel, knocking on wood, has not had any situations yet. So we haven't had to use his. But I don't get it on the rabbits.
Okay.
But we do get it on the dogs.
Okay. Please describe a perfect day with your pet.
Okay, first, none of them would be fighting. Because we all like to fight too much. Not like fight, but like just, play fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm just... And Diesel and Loki will play fight. Mm-hmm. And Tank is terrified. Tank will then ring the bell, which means I need to go out.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really need to go out. He just wants to get away from...
Yeah.
So, if we could have a day without that, and a day without, like, Diesel bopping me in the face with his human-sized hand paw thing, that would be great.
Mm.
And if it was just a day with Bubby, just chilling with him, playing, him not biting me because I'm in his way. Bunnies. Like, Bubby does not bite unless you're in his way or he's just in a remarkably bad mood.
Yeah. I think I encroached on his face.
But
I'm going to call it a love bite.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I'm going to call it a love bite.
But I was just like, oh my gosh. But probably wake up, hang out outside for a while, because I have a big yard that's fenced in, so they don't get walks, per se, unless we're going out somewhere.
Yeah.
We play. I'll throw the ball, come back in, I'll give them breakfast, they can chill. I'll come back upstairs, and because the bunny lives on a different level of the house than the dogs, because we're not testing that at all. So, just a chill day where you can hang out with your animals.
Yep.
How about you?
Same.
Okay.
Well, my dog has no one to argue with because she's by herself.
Okay.
I just, with the bird, I just want him to just stop screeching. And I never,
oh. Oh, goodness.
Well, that's one way to keep him quiet.
All right. Now we have a rapid fire real fast.
Okay.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dry, fresh, or wet food?
Dry.
At home bath or trip to the groomers?
At home bath.
Collars or harness?
Collars.
Okay. For me, that's dogs, dry, at home, and harness. So I think the same.
Yes.
All right. That's good. With that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.